Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday we got an email from a guy named Ted, who is one of the owners of Slope Garden Center, which I, you know, if you want to find me, that's where I am. With my hat on and my dirty pants and my gloves. They are Sloat, who I support anyway, just because I plant things. They are actually going to be supporting, they're making a 10% donation of all pre-tax purchases to the San Francisco, Marin, and Contra Costa food banks over June 14th, 15th, and 16th. I think the 14th is Sunday, right? So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, if you, you know, if you were going to go and get a house plant or whatever you were going to put in your yard. I don't know, growing tomatoes or something. They're going to make a donation. You'll also be able to increase that donation by making an additional contribution to the stores. But I wanted to mention that again because he emailed the show and sent a very nice letter. All right, let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Check them out online. They've got a really good website, and you can see, at least begin to see, some of the great stuff they have available for you. So much stuff available.
Lots of choices.
Yep. Check them out. AllNaturalStone.com. All right, here's what's happening. We're looking at another hot day today, everyone, and I've got blue skies overhead, so that's the
blue skies
expected forecast. Hot and beautiful.
Yeah, it's it was so hot yesterday. You were saying you think it's a little hotter today?
I thought it was supposed to be cooler today, but you know, these apps don't really work, so.
That is true, Vin. And they also don't work if you're standing here rather than standing there.
Right.
It gets very microclimates rule.
Mm-hmm. So the coronavirus thing continues to be an issue as we are opening up all over the place around the country. And yet we're also seeing increases in coronavirus cases. So that is obviously problematic. To say the least, and yet,
well, it was
this
to be expected too as we opened up,
right? But this thing is rolling.
Yep.
People want out. Let us out. It doesn't matter. Although, I found a little story about states with the fewest coronavirus restrictions, and that's South Dakota, number one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, fewest. Down at number 50 is California. We have the most.
Oh, I would have thought it was New York. Wow.
Where did New York come in?
We still have a lot of restrictions too. I mean, yeah, we're opening up slowly, and parts of California are opening up even faster. But we're still under it for sure.
New York came in at number 40 on the list. So, and it's just harder for them to, you know, as locked down as they were, and you know, you saw the photos of New York City with looking like a ghost town, and yet it's still I don't know what their population is, but it's bigger by far than the Bay Area.
I think the island of Manhattan alone is 5 million people or something, and then you know, all the boroughs, I want to say it's like 8 million people, but I don't know if I'm remembering those numbers.
That sounds about right, but I, you know, we look at those things and lock them in, and then, you know, 10 years passes and
it's twice that number, right?
Right, those numbers have
increased. Live on top of each, I mean, literally on top of each other.
That's my point.
In a place like New York City, like it's really no wonder that a disease that is this catchy made its way through a place like that.
Right.
And was so devastating. I mean, they're really, per square mile, there's probably 100 times what any other place would have.
Right. So I'm assuming it was harder for them to lock that down, and that's why they're higher on the list of with the fewest restrictions. But I can't be sure. I know California locked down pretty good and pretty fast.
Yep.
Because we were all part of that, and I'm still sitting here. So
yep. Hello.
Anyway, as we continue to reopen, though, this is from the San Francisco Chronicle. Santa Cruz and Monterey counties are poised to reopen to tourists on Friday, which is a mixed message because they still are going to keep the beaches closed.
Really?
Yes. So the
come
beaches
shop here, but don't do the other thing that you like doing here.
Santa Cruz County is extending restrictions on beach access through July 6th.
Wow.
Very specifically keeping people away and off the beach on July 4th, right?
Yeah.
So that's the statement they put out there. The rules ban any kind of sunbathing, picnicking, the thing you do. Bring all your stuff to the beach, park it, and stay all day
right.
is still
Enjoy
banned.
Yourself. Right.
So that is going to continue. The beach ban from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. will continue all through Santa Cruz County until after the 4th of July. And yet they say we're opening to tourists. So I guess the businesses and the restaurants all want you to come out, but the time spent on the beach, that ain't happening.
Is the boardwalk completely shut down?
The boardwalk has been completely shut down, and I've heard they plan to reopen in some way. But, you know, if you've been to that boardwalk on any given summer day, it is shoulder to shoulder.
It is.
So that's something they're not going to be allowed to let happen, I don't right. think, anyway. I mean, masks will help, but yeesh. I mean, that's, I think the...
Well, and the thing is, too, it's not really a ticket situation. You can walk onto that pier. You know, if you want to ride something or, you know, whatever you want to do, you got to buy tickets,
right.
but or a wristband or whatever. But yeah, it's not like they police the entrances of that.
Nope.
You just walk on. So I wonder if that's what they'll have to do, sort of set up like they do at the supermarket where if one person comes out. OK, you can go in now. Like,
right. I don't know how that will work. I'm sure they want to get back to business.
I'm sure they do.
And that's so they'll do whatever they have to stay safe. But again, Santa Cruz County and Monterey both saying, come to our towns, but don't bring your swim trunks because you can't go out onto the beach unless you actually go out onto the beach to swim because there's no picnicking or sunbathing. So that's the latest there. A lot of people are reporting, since they haven't touched their cars in a long time, that rats and other animals have made nests under their hoods.
Oh, no, so I didn't even think of that. We have all kinds of rats and stuff here. Ugh.
That is something. Well, I don't know that you do not have a traditional car, though, so I don't know what the access points
I don't
might
either.
Be like.
You're right.
But that is something to consider. I feel like most people know you got to go start your car and drive it around a little bit once a week at least,
well,
right?
Knowing that and doing it are different things. I've recently asked John to please take my car sometimes because I just don't. I never drive anywhere. If I'm going anywhere, I'll go with him, and I walk everywhere else.
They say a lot of those wiring, the electrical wiring, is made of a certain type of soy that the animals look at as food.
Oh, my God, you're kidding
me.
I'm sure. They're going to eat my car.
Yeah, so all cars have this because all cars have some electrical wiring.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if they encase that or something, you know, you'd think they'd make that harder to get to for vermin. I don't know. Maybe they don't care. They just want to they want you to pay to replace it.
Just consider that if you haven't gone out and regularly run your car, you might, or maybe you don't want to lift the hood. You know, I mean, I know.
Just run the car.
Maybe that's going to be scary. Maybe that first, you know, I've in my
it's
house,
like the can of snakes. You open up the top and the thing comes
right
popping out at you.
Spiders are a big fear in this house for some freaking reason, even though I've explained you're 1,000 pounds heavier than that thing. Right. Like, relax, you're going to be fine, and they're the one on the run.
Yeah. But
look, it's running. It's running from you. What is your trip?
It's hiding. It's going to hide. If it gets to that corner, you'll never see it again. Let it go.
Right. God. Man, anyway.
I feel that because we just, I can't tell you how many times I hear a shriek and I have to run in and save one of my sons from a spider.
Your grown boys.
My grown men. The grown men that I live with.
Yes.
It's like, you're kidding me, right? It's huge. Look at it. You know, it's an eighth of an inch long. It's not even, you can't even see it. I can't even see it with my eyes.
Right. How are we coping? That's one of the questions. In fact, I actually have
some
a story about, we've talked about mental resilience when this whole thing started, because it is difficult to have such big change and yeah. be sitting there not knowing, you know, that the unknown is often worse than finding out, you know, whatever your whatever the reality of this is. But a new survey found over 80% of Americans have used music to help them cope with the added stress of a lockdown. And I absolutely have. Yeah. I don't know about the rest of you, but I've listened to more music over the past few months than ever. Like, it's on all the time.
I wouldn't say I listen to more. We have it's pretty constant here anyway. I will say, though, that one of the things I'm most grateful for in my life is the amount of musicianship around me. Like, it's, you know, John will sit at the piano for 3 hours, or he'll sit and play his guitar, and the kids are kind of like that too. Like, it is helpful. I don't know what it is. Is it music calms a savage beast? Isn't that what we've heard?
Well,
like,
it just calms
you a little bit.
It's an escape. It takes you away. Often a song will have a great memory of that time you boned that girl you really liked, or.
Oh yeah. I always think about that.
Right. Of course you do.
Uh-huh, the time I phoned honey. That girl.
All right.
You know, Van Halen, I'm sure, brings warm, fuzzy feelings for you, right?
Well, you remember stuff with Van Halen. It doesn't really occur to me all that often, but, you know.
All right. Well, anyway.
I know you like that.
One of my favorite things, and this is, so I'd love to tell you that all the music I've listened to is the stuff I want to listen to, but that's
right.
Not even close to the case. Mm. Watching my one-year-old sing and can't even say the words, but she can find the sort of notes and hits them, and there's spots where she'll drop off and you go, oh, she's lost it, but then she catches the strong note back and you go, oh my God, she was waiting to let that one rip. Look at her go. That's been pretty fun too, and certainly is
a joyful thing to sing.
It's a bright spot in my day, no doubt. Yeah. The average American is listening to 38 minutes of music a day right now. An extra 38 minutes, excuse me.
I was going to say, that actually doesn't sound like all that much.
Listening to music is the number one way we like to de-stress in general. And 58% of people in this little poll said that that's their go-to coping mechanism, turning on music. Hmm. Our top five are...
You can lose yourself in it, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Music, books, exercise, TV or movies, and talking to a friend. These are the go-to coping mechanisms. Oh my God, the time is... Jeez. 79% of people said music makes them more productive. Half say it makes them sleep better.
Oh, it can, I suppose. I mean, I guess if I wouldn't put Metallica on, but maybe that would soothe you. And
no, I don't put anything on, and I'm bothered by whatever noise. And in fact, I now mostly put in earplugs because I need to get sleep straight through and not constantly be woken up when someone comes in at midnight or
right.
You know, whatever other ruckus is going on. Um, 39% of us have created a self-isolation playlist during the pandemic to help us get through it. So there must be like go-to upbeat playlists, or maybe you like to wallow in it and put on slow songs that, you know, everybody hurts.
Play
so
me
you can
some despair.
Shed a tear.
Right.
And eight in ten Americans can't imagine living without a world without music. So it continues to be
yeah. We love music. I mean,
one of our most important art forms.
It's just, it's part, it's such a part of the human experience, the human spirit. Like, music punctuates your life, even if you don't even particularly like music. Like, you can't escape the memories and the associations that come with, you know, the song that was playing when, you know?
Right. Especially the early on, those imprints.
Your formative years, yeah.
Right. According to a new study by psychologists at the University of Rochester in New York, playing hard to get works.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, really, really works.
Absolutely.
When
it's hard to do.
Dating.
That's the thing.
One of the researchers says, quote, playing hard to get makes it seem as if you're more in demand. We call that having higher mate value.
Mm.
People who are too easy to attract may be perceived as more desperate, too. That makes them seem less valuable and appealing. I don't even need to see the study. It absolutely makes you want way more when someone is just completely, I don't want to say indifferent, but kind of indifferent, you know, that like.
Well, if they give you a spark, you know, that's how you keep people interested, is you give them a spark here and there, shine your little light on them once in a while, and then you back it off. And, you know, it's, I always take issue with the playing hard to get thing. Like, I you know, I've always said, you know, be interesting, not interested. Like, I really think it's important that we're whole people and that we bring, you know, a good self to any kind of, like, I think that people actually are desperate, and sometimes even playing hard to get can seem desperate. Like, have you noticed that I haven't called you?
They do say that playing too hard to get is a mistake, because they found that if someone comes off so uninterested that they seem arrogant, then it backfires and, right, and that person... I don't say I've used it or played it. I've just been sort of indifferent, and it has made,
well, it's,
people,
you know,
pursue me
I
more,
actually don't think you play
going,
right, you don't play hard to get, you have things going on and you're interested in other things as well. I think that when someone's entire focus, and I do think that this is a hobby for some people, finding someone to be with,
right,
I think apps make it easy for that to be your hobby. You sit there swiping and conversing with, and it's I don't know how super healthy that is. I really think you need to have things that have to do with you being okay by yourself. But I'm super judgy like that, so don't listen to me.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny's side piece is my COVID-19 playlist. 98 songs and growing every week.
Oh, funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, they keep adding to it.
Yeah.
That's great.
MTV is problematic, says 510. D. Nguyen is not a host. She's a participant in the challenge.
Oh.
Kind of like Survivor for young adults with lots of drama and sex.
Oh, that's the name of the show, is The Challenge. Oh, I read it wrong. That, I thought they were saying she hosted a challenge, but I didn't see, I didn't realize that was the name of the show.
In fact, they have Survivor and Big Brother people on there sometimes. Anyhow, anyway.
She's off the show. The fact that they fired her made me think that she was a more integral part of it.
In the past, on this show, white people have gotten racially offensive with black people on the show. D is not the exception.
Great. Oh. Isn't that wonderful? Right there on TV for everyone to see.
No. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to zip really quickly through the Billboard Hot 100, and then we'll get to some other stuff after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.